apothecary who lived up the stairs. He descended each Sunday at 2. He shuffled the paper and sneezed at the drapery and took out his scissors and glue. He picked through the personals, sticky, subversive. He'd smell out his next lady friend. He'd invite her for dinner, then ply her with gin or with tea, plus the means to his end. And once in his room, half asleep in the gloom, he would keep her with clothes soaked in ether and silk sheets beneath her. She'd cry out in nightmares. He'd try out his ignoble narcotic dreams. With snuffs and with laudanum traces and stout leather braces in 5-point restraints, soundproofed the chamber for the moments she came to, so no one would hear her complaints. But then, in confusion, distracted while choosing decoctions, he picked the wrong option, injected a toxin that woke her. She bellowed and broke her way free, and we all heard his screams. At last, when the constable came, he covered her shame as he whispered a prayer. His forehead was glistening, the tenement listening to stories of what went on there.